Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Hi, welcome to Pro-Life Perspective. This is Carol Tobias, President of National Right to Life, and I am thrilled to be here today with Suzanne Schindler. You are all going to remember, of course, Terry Schindler Schiavo, who was starved to death 6 years ago, and with her family fighting to want to take care of her, to save her. Unfortunately, that did not happen. And since that time, the Schindler family has started a foundation to help others in similar situations. So we are going to spend this week talking with Suzanne about what the foundation is doing and just get a lot of background information and see how they're going. So first of all, welcome, Suzanne. Thank you so much for being with us.
Carol, thanks for having me.
It's really been our pleasure. Now, why don't you just go ahead and tell us about what you've been doing?
Sure. Well, subsequent to Terry's death, really as a family, learned so much about what's happening in our country. And we felt like we could never just go back to doing what we were doing before, because there's so many other Terrys out there that we felt that we could help based on the experience that we went through with losing our Terry. So we began an organization called the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network. And based on what we went through, we've been fortunate enough to develop resources now that we can help other families in need. And I have to tell you, Carol, there are so many families and so many people like Terry that are going through similar situations to what Terry went through. And we have fielded over 1,000 phone calls into the network in the past 6 years, been involved in over 200 cases, and been very successful, thank God, in saving lives. And we have built an attorney of physicians and doctors that we can connect families to based on their need, and really just been there for not only counsel, but be there for families and giving them direction on how to protect their loved ones that are in facing similar situations like my sister Terry. In addition to being a resource for families, obviously the most important part in saving lives, we also have an educating arm where my brother Bobby generally is speaking across our country. Pretty much almost every month he's out there speaking at events and trying to educate people, not only to what happened with Terry, but how important it is to protect yourself and your loved one from ever facing what my sister faced with going without food and water should you become incapacitated.
I think for many people, when they hear about the pro-life movement, they think this is something that deals with abortion and unborn children. But the movement for years has been also very concerned about those who are vulnerable to euthanasia, rationing of health care, or in Terry's case, starvation and dehydration. Why don't you tell me just a little bit about why you feel so strongly about this?
Because it's happening to people every day in our country, and many people obviously don't realize it, but we believe and we have seen that this issue on some level will touch every family sometime in your lifetime. Somebody either that you know, whether it's an aunt, uncle, grandmother, or hopefully not, that you never have to face it, but or somebody close to you will face a situation where they might possibly be they're going to be threatened to have their life-sustaining treatment or care withdrawal or some type of healthcare rationing that they're going to be faced. And they're really, a lot of times, families don't know where to turn. We really didn't know where to turn. And now that we're out there and we've really become a voice for the voiceless. And, you know, when you're involved with these families and helping to save these loved ones from potentially falling to the same fate as my sister Terry, what a great reward that is to be able to know that these families can take home their loved ones and care for them, or they're just getting the proper medical care that they need.
This is absolutely such a fantastic need in the pro-life movement and in the country that the foundation is filling. So I am really excited that we are going to be able to talk with you for the next 4 days about more about the foundation and what you are doing. Do you have any closing comments just in the few remaining seconds here?
Just thank you for having me. And it's really, it's important to share what's going on in our country and just what families can do to protect themselves and their loved ones. So thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.